This is the story of Robbie and the Silly Cat.
Don't tell him the beginning.
No, not from the beginning. Robbie and the Silly Cat left the party and they delivered the magic trick to Uncle Alphonse for him and his birthday party. And so tonight, they were back at home and they were celebrating with some apple pie, some chicken soup, and some extra meaty cat food for the silly cat. And all of a sudden, there came a knock at the door. And Robbie opened the door, and there was no one there. Robbie closed the door and there was another knock. And Robbie thought, what is this? And he opened the door, no one there. He looked around and behind a bush he saw something move. He walked towards the bush and he said, "You silly cat, what are you doing?" And the silly cat said, "I'm digging a hole. I'm digging a hole into the house and I want to show you it, but you keep closing the door before I show you it. What are you doing that for?" And Robbie said, "Silly cat, you're sillier than the sea turned backwards. You're crazier than the moon turned towards the sun. You're sillier than the sun with a smile. Just come inside." And the silly cat said, "No, I'm digging a hole for sausages and bacon and egg rolls." And Robbie said, "Silly cat, don't be so silly. You don't even like egg rolls and bacon and sausages. You like fish and cat food." And the silly cat says, "No, I don't. I don't like them things. I like bacon rolls and sausages. I'm digging a hole for the egg roll." And Robbie said, "Silly cat, it's no wonder I don't have a name for you, because every time you do something, it's always so silly. Anyway, it's time for my bed." And Robbie walked towards the door of his house and looked behind, and he could still see the cat digging a hole with his little paws and his big green eyes staring intently at the dirt. All the scratching and scraping and digging going on. Robbie said, "Silly cat." And the silly cat said,
"Yeah."
"Silly cat, I have some sausages on the frying pan if you want some." And the silly cat says,
"But I thought I didn't like sausages."
And Robbie said, "Maybe you don't, but I can have the sausages and you can have the cat food, which I have in my cupboard." And the silly cat said,
"Okay, maybe I'll take the hole tomorrow for the sausages and the eggs and the sausage rolls and everything that I was going to take."
And Robbie says, "Yes, come on inside and we'll all be safe and we'll all go sleep together. Until next time, they lived happily ever after."